The federal trial against R. Kelly in New York has gone on for 6 weeks now. 50 witnesses have testified in total. Some were alleged victims accusing the R&B star of physical and sexual abuse. Others were former employees of Kelly who defended him under oath. Closing arguments are wrapping up, and it could go to the jury any day now. NPR Arts Desk reporter Andrew Limbong is here to tell us more about where the case stands. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Layla.
So, before we get into this, I just want to warn listeners, we're going to be discussing alleged sex crimes here. Okay, Andrew, let's take a step back. R. Kelly, real name Robert Sylvester Kelly, has been in jail awaiting trial for years now. What's he being charged with?
So the big overarching charge is racketeering. You know, that means the government has been trying to show Kelly at the head of a criminal enterprise. It might be, familiar to think about it as something like a mob boss in an organized crime case.
Okay.
You know, their argument is essentially that Kelly and his team of, like, assistants and girlfriends and drivers use his, like, fame to lure potential victims. Now, that racketeering charge rests on what's called predicate acts, which are the crimes allegedly committed within that enterprise. So that includes kidnapping, forced labor, and sexual exploitation of children. And he's also being charged with transporting women and girls across state lines to engage in criminal activity. And we should say Kelly has denied any wrongdoing.
Can you walk us through what the jury has heard? And let's start with the government prosecutors.
Yeah, the government brought forward 45 witnesses, and 11 of those were alleged victims of Kelly, and more than half of those were minors when the alleged crimes occurred. And many of the accusers shared similar stories of meeting Kelly, you know, oftentimes after, like, a concert, and then being handed a phone number by an assistant of his. There was one woman who was in an on-again, off-again, long-term relationship with Kelly and lived with him. And, you know, she described the different rules that Kelly had for his girlfriends. You know, they couldn't talk to any other men. They had to dress in baggy clothing. And they couldn't go to and from rooms without permission from either Kelly or one of his assistants. And, you know, something that came up a lot in the witness testimony was Kelly's tendency to document everything on an iPad. He'd record his sexual encounters and him punishing his girlfriends, and he'd record them doing degrading things to themselves that he had forced them to do. And, you know, he also made his alleged victims write these letters with false accusations that he could use to, like, imply plots against him in case he got in trouble, you know? So, you know, for one instance, one woman had to write a letter apologizing for the blackmail scheme her mother had planned. And to be clear, she testified there was no blackmail scheme and R. Kelly had forced her to write the letter.
Okay, so government prosecutors really painting a bleak, disturbing picture. What was the defense's response to all this?
Yeah, the defense was just trying to paint these women as, like, jealous girlfriends who knew what they were getting into, and they only called 5 witnesses on their end, you know, like, compared to the 45 from the prosecutions.
NPR's Andrew Limbong, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Layla.